That's a good lesson for us to think about, like as we maybe become successful, as we move on through life, as we achieve things that we may have been looking for, like what really brings me value? What's intrinsically my value coming from? Or if I failed, right, I shouldn't allow failure to dismantle me from who I am and to control me and subdue me. No, I have certain values that make me who I am. Certain things around me that I hold on to. So it's sort of like a diss to them because they were really proud. Like in all of their poetry, they always bragged about themselves, and sometimes they would brag about how the Kaaba is lucky to have them. So they, as we say, right, they got it twisted. Right? They sort of twisted it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, إِلَى فِيهِمْ رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ. Like if you think about all these journeys that you make to Yemen and at that time to Basra and Sham, you know, you're protected not because of who you are. You're protected because of the Lord who chose this mosque, this sacred place to be in your town. So that's why the next verse says what? فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. Then they must worship the Lord. I don't like the word Lord. It's like a kind of a strange 1920s thing going on there. But the creator, the cherisher, sustainer, that's the word Rabb. Murabbi is a farmer. Because they raise and they culture and they grow, right? So the Rabb is the one that brings us from nothing and provides us all we have. فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. Then worship the creator, sustainer of the house that has brought you all these accolades and this security. أَلَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ